BBC News with Eileen McHugh. In his final address to the General Assembly, the United Nations Secretary-General has blamed the Syrian government for the majority of civilian deaths during the country's five-year civil war. But Ban Ki-moon also said those who supported both the Syrian government and the rebels had blood on their hands. The UN has said it was informed of Monday's attack on an aid convoy near Aleppo as it unfolded and appealed in vain for it to stop. It has since suspended aid deliveries. President Obama is hosting a summit on refugees on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. He's called for more funds for humanitarian appeals, and he's urged countries to take in more refugees. And President Obama has used his final speech to the United Nations General Assembly to call for greater cooperation between nations. Mr. Obama warned that retreating into isolationism would only spur conflicts. He also attacked a growing current of populism. A panel of experts has found that gross human rights violations are being committed in Burundi, mainly by agents of the state. A new report for the UN Human Rights Council said that, given the country's history, the danger of genocide loomed large. The father of the detained suspect in the weekend bomb attacks in New York and New Jersey says he told the FBI in 2014 that his son was a terrorist, a claim he later retracted. Mohammed Rahami said he contacted police after a domestic dispute in which his son, Ahmed Khan, was involved. People in Sweden are being encouraged to make do and mend with the offer of tax breaks if they repair old appliances, clothes and bicycles. It's also imposing a charge on new products to cover disposal of their non-recyclable components. And Hollywood's most famous couple, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, are to divorce. A lawyer for Angelina Jolie said she had initiated the action. BBC News.